This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, all sorts of news for the entire listening area. How are you on this final Friday in October?
I'm doing well, and I always do well until you mention like final Friday, and it's like, good Lord, this year is swinging by.
I mean, if you think about it, we have only, you can count the Fridays left in 2013 on your two hands.
Well, and thanks for that bit of...
I thought I would... Since you seem to have anxiety about the one, I thought I would extend it. Sandy Sanders, the mayor of Fort Smith, has recently said he would like to have a few more years in that office.
Yep, four more years. He was elected in what was a pretty intense race, but he defeated Mayor Baker back in 2010. And you remember Mayor Baker had been in office 20 years, so he was an institution. But the mayor, also at the time, Mayor Baker was fighting cancer, and it was not doing well. In fact, he died 4 months later after the election. But so Mayor Sanders, he's going to complete 4 years here soon, and he wants another shot at it. He says he still has some things he wants to do. One of them, he's still working. In fact, he's partnered with Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan for one of their goals is to deepen the Arkansas River from 9 foot to 12 foot. They say that'll build jobs in both Northwest Arkansas, or create jobs in Northwest Arkansas in the Fort Smith area. He's also, Mayor Sanders talks about, you know, his role in working with the Fort Smith Chamber. If you remember, Sanders was an interim director, president of the Fort Smith Chamber for a while. So he talks about his work as mayor, working with the Fort Smith Regional Chamber to help create jobs, bring jobs to the area. So he just says he wants another 4 years. What's going to be interesting about this race is that Vice Mayor Kevin Settle, it's been kind of rumored that he's kicking the tires for a mayor's race. City Director Philip Mary has said just outright he's considering it. So this could end up being, again, and there have been a few other folks that we've been told are kicking tires. This could be a very interesting race. So Mayor Sanders may not... He may not just waltz in back into another 4 years.
You mentioned jobs. We've had a couple of announcements this week alone about new jobs. Cookie dough in Springdale, pet food in the Arkansas River Valley.
Yeah, Mars Pet Care in Fort Smith. They've been here since September 2009. It was an $80 million expansion when they first moved here. This is a $50 million expansion and 42 jobs. And I want to use this quickly as an example of what Not just in Arkansas, not just the Fort Smith area, but nationwide, if not worldwide, this is what we will see in terms of manufacturing. This is the dynamic in that you have a huge, huge expansion in terms of the investment, $50 million, but it's only adding 42 jobs. And I think this is a great learning opportunity. This is what we'll see because the automated manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, we've long talked about it. But it's now the new normal in manufacturing. So I don't think it's going to be more and more rare that those manufacturing announcements come with 300, 400, 500 jobs. It's going to be more like, you know, these type of jobs. So the good news for the Fort Smith area is that Mars is continuing to expand. They're going to add jobs. And not that it's bad news, but just the reality is that, you know, it's going to be a long time, if ever, that we get back. Because think about this. The Fort Smith area has lost about 10,000 manufacturing jobs in the past 10 years. So it would take roughly another 235 more announcements like this Mars Pet Care to get us back to where we were 10 years ago. Up in Springdale, that's good news. Springdale continues to grow. I know that they've long been considered, you know, not the more glamorous city in Northwest Arkansas, but I think a lot of things turn around, especially in the arts community there and downtown. But here's another example. You know, they've had Duralure in downtown, and now we'll have or in Springdale, and now this cookie manufacturer. And hopefully, that's got to make the area smell good, if anything else, right?
Well, who doesn't cookie like dough. Cookie dough, right?
Right.
Speaking of kind of the future and growth for Fort Smith, there was a draft vision report early this week that kind of suggested that Fort Smith is at a crossroads.
Well, and it is, and you know, Fort Smith, they're in the middle of this comprehensive planning committee. It's an 18-month process. The city's spending about $340,000 to bring in these consultants and to pay for this work. But what they essentially are looking at, they're working on a draft vision statement, which it's somewhat frustrating for some of us who have been watching Fort Smith for, you know, more than 15 or 20 years. But they're talking about how we retain and enhance community character, promoting economic development, diversifying the city's economy, diversifying the entertainment venues, and better connecting residents with Fort Smith institutions, Fort Smith government, that type of thing. And it's all good. For, you know, one of the things they've talked about is, hey, you know, as Fort Smith has grown and as Fort Smith is invested in areas like Chaffee Crossing with streets and water and sewer infrastructure, what you're doing is you expand that development, you're creating, you know, a lot of vacant infill areas. And so, you know, you're going to, at some point, you're expanding the city's boundaries, you're expanding the city's infrastructure, but you're not increasing the property value, the value of what you had previously. So at some point, it becomes an economic drain. And then they've also talked about some of the tax leakage. You know, they estimate they're about a little over $800 million in commerce that leaves Fort Smith area every year to go to maybe like Northwest Arkansas or Tulsa or other things. So how does the city kind of capture that and boost its sales tax collections?
$800 million?
Yeah, yes. And that's and I think they received that. The Western Arkansas Planning and Development District conducted an assessment. So that... and if you look at the Fort Smith area tax collections over the years, they've been not healthy. So I mean, it's not outside the realm of reason by any stretch. What's a little frustrating though, Kyle, is that these are things that we've known, we've told each other as a community these things for years now. We've had several other studies in which we've known we've got to do more in terms of economic development. We've got to be wiser about our infrastructure investments in the city. I mean, you keep expanding, and that requires new fire stations and new police stations, but yet the original areas, you know, if they're not developing also, you know, you create problems in terms of providing the type of support for that those expanded operations. So, you know, it's sometimes I feel like the parent who keeps telling the child to clean up the room and they just don't do it, and you know, and then somebody else comes and tells them to clean up the room and they don't do it. It gets a little frustrating over time, but you know, with each one of these, we hope that someone gets it, someone catches on, and maybe something good happens in terms of improving not only city government but the regional economy.
Finally, early this week, sort of a political surprise from the 2nd District, which is, of course, Central Arkansas, and that is that two-term Congressman Tim Griffin will not be three-term Congressman at all. He's not seeking re-election.
No, and what this does is, you know, Tom Cotton in the 4th District, which the 4th Congressional District now is in the Metro Fort Smith metro area and snakes up into Madison County in northwest Arkansas. So he's, you know, Representative Cotton's running against Senator Pryor. So we knew that race or that district will have a new face. Well, so will the 2nd District. So of Arkansas's 4 congressional offices, 4 House offices, we will have 2 new faces come January 2015. And as you noted, that's not in the KUAF listening area, but it does create a political trickle, just like when Tom Cotton announced. I mean, a lot of folks decided to not run for this or run for that, and so there'll be some state constitutional offices that may be affected. But it's just another surprise in what has been a collection of very interesting surprises so far for the 2014 election cycle. And as I've said before, as a political junkie, I just keep the surprises coming. I love them.
Well, you know, we've had a couple of polls recently. The Arkansas poll was released this week from the University of Arkansas. We had the Talk Business Hendricks College poll. Both suggest that Arkansas remains a firmly red state. But these two congressional seats that are open now, both held by Republicans, do state Democrats have enthusiasm that maybe they can pick up a House seat?
Well, they're hoping. You know, in that poll... also showed there are a lot of independents in Arkansas. Now, I think a majority of those independents did lean Republican over Democratic. But again, in Arkansas, you know, you can be a Democrat and you're not a Democrat like they have in Massachusetts or Virginia or Ohio. It's a different brand, so they're still conservative. But I think the Democrats are hopeful. They got beat up in 2012 and 2010, really. They're hopeful that they can push back against that and recover. And the Democratic Party of Arkansas really needs to recover. If they take too many more beatings, it will be they will be on some pretty shaky ground. And I think what we're going to see, especially with the Pryor Cotton race, I mean, if you think that the election between those two guys and some of these federal elections have gotten dirty, just hang on, because they haven't even started spending the millions that they will begin to spend early next year and into November. This is, they're going to have, some of these guys are going to have everybody convinced that the other guy wants to treat your grandmother bad. It's going to be bad.
When Bill Halter stepped out of the Democratic race for governor, I asked you, okay, are all the chips, do we know where everything is? I couldn't have been further from accurate there. Things keep shifting.
Yes, they'll keep shifting, and we'll have some other shifts. I mean, you know, someone asked me the other day, is it pretty much a lock, the Pryor Cotton race? Or, you know, what do you think is going to happen in that between those two? And my answer was, well, I'm not even sure they're going to have a clean primary. I'm not going to be surprised if someone the last minute jumps in that Democratic primary against Pryor or the GOP primary against Cotton. I don't think it's the smartest move politically, but
both of them have a lot of money raised already.
Right. But, you know, Pryor has he's vulnerable on his ties with Obama, and Cotton's vulnerable in Arkansas and some of his farm votes. The farm community in Arkansas is not especially happy with him. So they both have some chinks. My point is it likely that it'll be those two going after each other in November? Sure. But is it certain that they'll not have a primary opponent? No. Again, this election cycle has proven, if anything, that about the time you think something's certain, guess what?
You're not hinting at a political announcement for yourself, are you?
Yeah, yeah, I got nothing better to do. I thought I'd, no.
Okay. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers news, politics, business, and more for the entire listening area. Michael, thank you so much.
All right, have a good weekend.